KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Let's recap some high school sports from the weekend. First, in girls volleyball play on Saturday, Atlantic hosting a round robin tournament. There were six teams involved. Atlantic ended up going on the short end of all of their matches, losing 2-0 to Glenwood, St. Albert, Traynor, Underwood, and Winterset on Saturday. Traynor ended up the champs. They went 5-0. Glenwood, St. Albert, Winterset all were 3-2. Underwood was 1-4, and Atlantic 0-5 in that Saturday meet. Also, in Griswold tournament action on the weekend, in pool play, it was Griswold downing Exira EHK 2-0. IKM Manning 2-1 over Griswold. Riverside beat Griswold 2-0. IKM Manning over Exira EHK 2-0. Riverside beat Exira EHK 2-0. And IKM Manning 2-0 over Riverside in Pool A. Pool B play saw ACGC beat Denison 2-1. Denison over Heartland Christian 2-0. Denison swept two from Southwest Valley. ACGC swept a pair from Heartland Christian. Southwest Valley beat Heartland Christian 2-0, while ACGC was a 2-1 winner over Southwest Valley. In the championship bracket, it was Denison winning over IKM Manning 2-0. ACGC beating Riverside 2-0. And in the championship match, ACGC defeated Denison a second time, 2-1 to win the title. In the consolation bracket, Southwest Valley topping Griswold 2-0, and Heartland Christian beat Exira EHK 2-1. Also in the Shenandoah tournament in action on the weekend in pool play, well, they played through pool play to get to the bracketing at the end. And in the championship bracket, it was Shenandoah beating Missouri Valley 2-0, and Creston over Stanton 2-0. Championship saw Shenandoah beat Creston 2-1. In the consolation bracket, Fremont Mills downed Essex 2-0, Bedford 2-0 over Lennox. Also at the South Central Calhoun tournament over the weekend, Kemper Catholic went 2-0 on the weekend, not losing a game in that in those matchups on Saturday. Also, it was Harlan 3-0. They won 3-0, beating East Sac County, Kingsley Pearson, and River Valley. Harlan lost a pair also to Ridgeview and South Central Calhoun in that Saturday meet. Also Saturday in high school cross country, the Lewis Central Cross Country Invitational on the girls' side saw Jeanette Schraft of Glenwood win, with Peyton Poggy of Tri-Center running second. Abby McIntyre of Glenwood ran third. Then it was three Harlan girls in fourth, fifth, and sixth. Grace Lee Castor, Lucy Borkowski, and Abby Alberti. Trainers Tori Castle was seventh. Also from AHSTW, Chloe Falcona ended up placing 11th in that girls' run. Harlan won the title with 30 points, Glenwood with 43 to runners-up, and Abraham Lincoln at 119 for third place. Thomas Jefferson and AHSTW were fourth and fifth in those nine teams. On the boys' side, it was Jerry Jorgensen of Traynor winning the race, with Aiden Booten of Thomas Jefferson second. Graham Stockton Graham of Plattsmouth finished in third place. Abe Lincoln, Steve Hornberg was fourth, and Brett McGee of Tri-Center ran fifth in that meet on Saturday. Individually, those were the results at the top. Also, team scores, Thomas Jefferson wins with 59 points. Plattsmouth, Nebraska with 62 were the runners-up. Glenwood plays third with 80. Lewis Central and Harlan round out the top five on the boys' side. On basketball news, Iowa basketball team got a commitment from a point guard, Joe Toussaint, Saturday afternoon for the 2019 class. He's a three-star prospect out of the Bronx, and he committed during an official visit to Iowa City over the weekend. Toussaint ranks as the country's number 229th prospect and number 24 point guard for the class of 2019. He's the second commit in that class, as he joins the coach's boy, Patrick McCaffrey, to head up that class. In football, Iowa made it four straight in the Cy-Hawk series with a hard-fought 13-3 win over Iowa State. Defensive tackle Matt Nelson had one of four sacks for a defense that gave up only a field goal in the game's opening drive, and limited standout running back David Montgomery to just 44 yards.
I think the big focus this week was like getting 11 hats to the ball, and that was a big emphasis, especially with a good running back like Montgomery and the good explosive offense that they have. We wanted just to get 11 hats to the ball, kind of take the wind out of them a little bit, but I mean, more hats to the ball, the better.
After giving up 41 points in an overtime victory in Ames a year ago, Nelson says they were motivated to have a better showing.
They kind of stuck it to us last year on the defensive side of the ball, so we wanted to go out and make sure that we got 11 hats to the ball. Our assignments, our communication was tip-top, so, I mean, it was just kind of a extra emphasis this year.
Nelson talked about claiming the Cy-Hawk trophy for the fourth straight year.
Whenever you can bring a trophy home, I mean, that's amazing, especially against Iowa State, an in-state rival. So, I mean, it's just exhilarating, honestly.
Iowa's offense struggled in the first half, but came alive late and put together a clinching 13-play, 83-yard drive for a touchdown in the fourth quarter. Here's Iowa quarterback Nate Stanley.
It's huge. You know, it's a big momentum booster. We're obviously not satisfied with where we're at right now. We're going to continue to grow and build. But just extremely happy that we can come out of here with a win and be able to keep that trophy for another year.
Stanley says the play of the Iowa defense right now is taking pressure away from the offense. The question for Iowa State is who will be the starting quarterback in the game against fifth-ranked Oklahoma this week. Kyle Kemp was injured in the third quarter, and Zeb Noland finished the game.
I can't tell you what the extent of that is other than it's a knee injury. And again, this is, we've been here. I mean, we played a lot of quarterbacks, and fortunately for us, Zeb came in. I thought Zeb did a really good job, to be quite honest with you. And he's a guy that started, so if Zeb has to start for us or is our guy starting going forward, I know this team's confident for sure.
That's ISU coach Matt Campbell, who called it an MCL injury.
You know, I don't think it's season-ending for any stretch of the imagination. I think more of it is a little bit here, day-to-day, and we'll know more of it as we go through the week, even about his availability for Oklahoma.
Campbell says the difference in the game Saturday was in the trenches.
We couldn't sustain any consistency, especially up front, and it exposed us in some of the most critical times. And the reality of it is you saw the end result of it, and the end result of it is their ability to stay on the field and their ability to end the drives of the football game. So my end, that's the difference, and we got to get it figured out.
While Iowa State has Oklahoma this week, Iowa will host UNI on Saturday. Alabama's number one at being number one in the Associated Press College Football Poll. The Crimson Tide made its 106th overall appearance at the top of the AP rankings, which started in 1936, passing Ohio State for the most by any school. Alabama received a season-high 54 first-place votes, strengthening its hold on number one over number two Clemson. The Tigers started the season with 18 first-place votes, but they're down to six after hanging on for a 28-26 win at Texas A&M Saturday night. Number three Georgia and number four Ohio State held their spots, and Oklahoma moved to number five, edging past number six Wisconsin. The Badgers received a first place vote as well. Oklahoma star running back Rodney Anderson is out for the season with a right knee injury. Anderson got up slowly after a 10-yard run in the final play of the first quarter Saturday against UCLA. This is the third season-ending injury in Anderson's career. In NFL action yesterday, Tyreek Hill scored three touchdowns, and Patrick Mahomes passed for his first four NFL scores in the Chiefs' 38-28 win over the Chargers. That was game heard here on KJAN. Hill had a 91-yard punt return for a score and a 58-yard TD reception during the first quarter before adding a 1-yard TD grab in the fourth. Mahomes was 15 of 27 for 256 yards in the Chiefs' ninth straight win over the Chargers. Elsewhere, Cincinnati topped Indianapolis 34-23, Tampa Bay over New Orleans 48-40, Miami 27-20 over Tennessee, Minnesota topping San Francisco 24-16, Jacksonville over the New York Giants 20-15, Baltimore beat Buffalo 47-3, New England over Houston 27-20, Cleveland didn't lose, but they didn't win either. Pittsburgh and the Browns tied at 21 through overtime. Washington beat Arizona 24-6. Denver over Seattle 27-24. Carolina topping Dallas 16-8. It was Green Bay over Chicago 24-23. Tonight the Jets are at Detroit and the Rams are in Oakland. The Cardinals are still a half game ahead of the Dodgers for the second National League wildcard spot after John Gant allowed two runs over six and two-thirds innings, leading St. Louis past Detroit 5-2. The Redbirds didn't have a base runner until the sixth inning Sunday, but the game was scoreless until Colton Wong delivered an RBI single in a five-run seventh inning. Elsewhere in the National League, it was the Mets over Philadelphia 6-4. Milwaukee beat San Francisco 6-3. The Dodgers over Colorado 9-6. San Diego beat Cincinnati 7-6. Atlanta over Arizona 9-5. Chicago at Washington, Miami at Pittsburgh, both were rained out. In the American League, Toronto beat Cleveland 6-2, Tampa Bay over Baltimore 8-3, the Angels over the White Sox 1-0, Oakland beat Texas 7-3, Seattle over the Yankees 3-2, Boston beat Houston 6-5. Novak Djokovic earned his 14th Grand Slam title and second in a row by getting through a key 20-minute game to beat 2009 champion Juan Martín Del Potro 6-3, 7-6, and 6-3 in the U.S. Open men's final. And rain was the story at NASCAR and golf events yesterday. Rain wiped out Sunday's running of the Brickyard 400 at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. That's the final race of NASCAR's regular season. It's been rescheduled for this afternoon. Final round of the PGA's BMW Championship also was pushed back to today due to rain. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.